News. The most wonderful time of the year is here at Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton.
Proudly serving the community for 18 years.
I'm Logan, and I'll greet you at the entrance.
And I'm Tyler. I'll help you out with your tree.
At Agape, we offer a delightful selection of 9 varieties of Christmas trees, ranging from 2 feet to an impressive 24 feet tall. Plus, you'll find tree stands, beautiful cedar garland, and fresh wreaths to complete your festive decor. Want a tree you can enjoy year after year? Check out our potted trees. We are dedicated to bringing you the freshest trees available with a fresh load delivered weekly.
Take a leisurely stroll through our 80 acres while sipping on hot chocolate by the fire. There's something for everyone here. Enjoy our free bounce house, hop on a tractor or horse and carriage ride. Fun for the whole family. Make Agape Christmas Trees a part of your family tradition.
Visit us at 625 Templeton Road in Templeton. We're open from the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Visit agapechristmastrees.com.
Happy Holidays!
Big shots come and go, but cigar smokers who visit and enjoy the privileges of membership in Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts hang in for the long term and light up premium cigars to relax and enjoy the fellowship. Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts, 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles. Sign up and become a member and enjoy all the benefits of membership. You're always welcome at Boyd's, your longtime favorite for cigars and pipe tobacco, in Paso Robles, 625 Spring Street. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, November 27th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero City Council special meeting on December 2nd. Man hospitalized following a bar fight in Atascadero. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy. Highs in the low 60s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The Atascadero City Council will hold a special meeting this Monday, December 2nd. The special meeting starts at 6 p.m. and contains two public hearings. One is a development agreement for property at Viejo Camino and El Camino Real, and the other is the first reading for an ordinance to increase Atascadero's Tourism Business Improvement District assessment from 2% to 2.5%. The development agreement would require the owner of the property, Scott Newton, to facilitate the future development of the site with up to 42 residential units. This is part of a settlement agreement between Newton and the city, which the city says will provide much-needed entry-level market-rate housing for first-time homebuyers. You can attend the meeting in person or watch online. The City of Atascadero will be moving forward with the next phase of the El Camino Downtown Safety and Parking Enhancements Project. The ECR project's focus will shift to the median sections of the roads. Traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction for the outer lanes. This will affect El Camino Real between Highway 41 and Rosario Avenue, with hardscape and drainage basin improvements continuing along the edges of El Camino north of Traffic Way. Drivers are encouraged to pay close attention to signage and to plan for delays. Access to businesses and parallel parking along the curb will be maintained. Man hospitalized following a bar fight in Atascadero. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
As the holiday season approaches, the savings are shining bright at Idler's Home. Get ready to unwrap amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and more. These festive offers include up to 25% off all furniture. Treat yourself to restful nights. Save up to $800 on select adjustable mattresses. And keep the celebration going with in-stock appliances at the year's best prices you won't want to miss. Idler's Home. Now that's how we say holiday cheer delivered. Shop idlershome.com this Black Friday.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Atascadero emergency responders were alerted to an unconscious man in the parking lot of Outlaw's Bar, 9850 East Front Street in Atascadero. First responders found a 30-year-old man who had suffered from a significant head injury. He was taken to the Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center, and his condition remains critical. The police department's preliminary investigation reveals that he was likely involved in a physical altercation in the parking lot, sustaining his injury when he fell to the ground after a third party attempted to break up the fight. The police department is still conducting an investigation of this incident. Anyone who has information, photos, videos, or details is encouraged to contact Sergeant Netz at 805-470-3252. To diversify the range of faith traditions being represented and broaden participation from local faith-based organizations, the City of Paso Robles is seeking invocators for its meetings. At the start of each City Council meeting, an invocation of around 1 minute is given, delivered at the discretion of the leader. The City first advertised this invitation last year, and City Clerk Melissa Boyer said, "We have seen a positive response from local churches and faith-based organizations, and would love to see even more participation this coming year. Those interested and are part of a local church, temple, synagogue, or other faith-based organization are encouraged to contact the City Clerk's office, 805-237-3960, or cityclerk at prcity.com. The 38th Annual Holiday Lighting Ceremony is scheduled for Friday, November 29th in downtown Paso Robles. Costume characters, including Mrs. Claus, elves, and the Grinch, will gather at the City Park Bandstand at 5:30 p.m., At 6, Mrs. Claus will flip the switch to light up the downtown in this year's holiday lighting. Also featured will be music, speeches, candlelight caroling, and coffee and cocoa. The holiday songbook will be distributed alongside candles before 6 p.m. The songbook contains the blackout bingo page to be stamped by participating merchants December 9th through December 15th. The Templeton CSD's regular board meeting scheduled for Tuesday, December 3rd has been canceled. The next meeting is scheduled for December 17th at 7 p.m. CHP will be entering its Thanksgiving maximum enforcement period tonight at 6 and will go through Monday, December 1st. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure safe driving and ensure seatbelts are buckled. CHP says during last year's Thanksgiving MEP, 1,047 drivers were arrested for DUI and 27 fatal crashes occurred statewide within CHP's jurisdiction. CHP encourages everyone to have a safe and smart holiday weekend. The 40th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner in Paso Robles will be held tomorrow at Centennial Park. From 12 to 2 p.m., this event will offer a free Thanksgiving meal to dine in or to go for individuals or families. You can call 805-239-4137 for meal inquiries. The Salvation Army is seeking volunteers for two-hour bell ringing shifts this holiday season between November 25th and December 24th in Paso Robles. These shifts can be anywhere between 10 a.m. through 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. The Red Kettle will have funds go directly to local Salvation Army chapters, helping them purchase food and utility assistance for each year. Volunteers can ring as an individual, a group, or virtual ringer. The Salvation Army says volunteers are much needed this season, as half of the volunteers have been lost since 2018. You can go to registertoring.com to sign up. In sports for the NBA, the Suns defeated the Lakers 127-100. The Bucks over Miami Heat 106-103. The Rockets beat the Timberwolves 117-111. The Bulls defeated the Wizards 127-108. San Antonio over Utah 128-115. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Wizards. The Lakers will go against the Spurs. The Kings will face the Timberwolves. And the Warriors will go against Oklahoma City. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news: with a gun in each hand, a domestic violence suspect reportedly opens fire on police after a chase ends in Los Angeles. He was promptly shot by officers.
The officers then had just approached. They'd been in tracking mode, approached the front of the residence, and the suspect in the driveway pulled out two guns, one in each hand, and opened fire on the officers.
Police Chief Jim McDonald, an innocent woman was shot in the arm, the suspect in critical condition. The crowd's building at airports around the country and the state. At LAX, they're anticipating 2.2 million people to travel through the airport for the holiday. This woman got there early.
We all got here thinking that we could just all check in a little bit earlier, that it would be insane here, and we just have to wait for another hour before we can check our luggage in.
An animal rights extremist thought to be behind a couple of bombings in Northern California over two decades ago has been captured in Wales. UK National Crime Agency saying Welsh police captured Daniel Andreas San Diego this week. Jeff Scott, California News. California Headline News. A Stanford professor is tabbed by President-elect Trump to lead the National Institutes of Health. Trump releasing a statement Tuesday saying Dr. Jay Bhattacharya will lead the NIH and work in cooperation with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's been picked by Trump to run the Department of Health and Human Services. Bhattacharya made headlines during the pandemic when he promoted the idea of herd immunity to the COVID-19 virus before vaccines were available. He said at the time lockdowns were causing irreparable harm. California News. I'm Jeff Scott.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer whose comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. Cooking a Thanksgiving feast for your friends and family will cost less than last year, but will still be more expensive than before the pandemic. The American Farm Bureau Federation's 39th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner Survey provides a snapshot of the average cost of this year's classic holiday feast for 10, which is $58.08, or about $5.80 per person. This is a 5% decrease from 2023, which was 4.5% lower than 2022. 2 years of declines don't erase dramatic increases that led to a record high cost of $64.06 in 2022. The survey also notes that the cost varies by region, with the West significantly higher than the national average, at $67.05 this year. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies this morning will give way to partly cloudy skies in the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tomorrow with highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Friday, mostly cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday to Tuesday next week, then clearing up to sunny skies on Wednesday next week. Low 60s Friday, mid-60s on Saturday, upper 60s Sunday through Tuesday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and cloudy with some fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
Hi, Greg and Lindsay from K-John's Jewelry Company here.
K-John's is a family-owned, upscale jewelry store. Believe me, you'll think you're in some bougie city when you walk in. But we have competitive prices with online jewelers, and we still have small-town, good old-fashioned customer service.
We specialize in engagement rings, custom design, natural and lab-grown diamonds, and unique colored gemstones. We also have an impressive assortment of rocks and minerals, which make for fun and unique gifts.
We have two graduate gemologists on staff and an 11-time national award-winning jewelry designer.
That award-winning designer is Lindsay, but she's too modest to say so.
Aw, thanks, babe.
With a team of 10 awesome people ready to serve you, come by and see us this holiday season.
You'll be welcomed with a big smile and a kind hello, a complimentary jewelry cleaning so you're all sparkled up for the holidays, and even a nice warm coffee.
We are located at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero, right between the police station and stagecoach.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We just got the latest numbers on the job situation in the country, and they show the number of Americans who applied for first-time jobless help sliding to a seven-month low, dipping by 2,000 to 213,000 last week, seeming to indicate that businesses are not hiring aggressively these days, but they are reluctant to reduce staff in light of a persistent labor shortage. It also seems to be taking longer for people who need a new job or those who just lost one to find new employment. Continuing claims were a touch lighter than the expected total number of workers collecting unemployment benefits. October durable goods, that's the new orders for manufactured big ticket items, were up 0.2%, weaker than the expected 0.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are your tires ready for the wet winter roads? Right now through November 25th, 2023, American West Tire and Auto is offering an instant $50 rebate on a set of four Yokohama passenger or light truck tires. That is correct. $50 comes right off the cash register with the purchase of any four Yokohama tires. Check out the Yokohama Avitus NGT, a spirited all-season radio featuring powerful grip on wet or dry roads, and tread wear so long it is backed by a 65,000-mile limited warranty. At American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, they offer complete car care service, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, alignments, and more. American West Tire and Auto, serving you since 1982, located at 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero. For a complete listing of all available services, visit AmericanWestTire.com. American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, your home of Yokohama Tires.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The Apostle Paul wrote by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. As we approach Thanksgiving, remember that giving thanks is God's will. These challenging times we are living in make being thankful difficult. As a matter of perspective, let's consider an excerpt of President Lincoln's Thanksgiving Day proclamation. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in the United States to set apart and observe a day of thanksgiving and praise to our Father who dwells in the heavens. And I recommend them to fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it, and as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes, to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. As we gather to celebrate Thanksgiving this year, may you and your families be a recipient of God's healing and restoration in Jesus' name.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Pastor Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the Central Valley's favorite staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. Coming up this afternoon, Karen will have a local. He's becoming a celebrity. You probably heard about him. It's the MMA fighter, was born and raised here in the county, Steve Sainsbury. He won his professional fight, a bare knuckle fighter. And what's interesting, not only was he born and raised here in the county, and considering what he does for a living, his dad was an emergency room doctor at Twin Cities Community Hospital. So that'll be on this afternoon, and of course tomorrow we have specials and then football, and Al is off this Friday, and well, the NFL has moved the Raiders to this Friday at noon, so there you have that all coming your way on KPRL. You know, my dad told me many years ago, going back to high school, that if you can't do anything before midnight, you shouldn't do it. I'm looking at this story that Chris reported on, that this altercation, so to speak, in the Tascadero, a fight in the bar, shortly before 2 a.m. Chris, did you have a curfew when you were growing up?
No, because I didn't go outside. I'm being facetious, but no, I didn't.
I was going to say you didn't go outside. What are you, Dracula?
So, yeah, I slept in a coffin most of the day.
But, okay, so you didn't have a curfew because you weren't interested in it, so your parents never had to worry about it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm sure some of your friends had curfews.
You know, I wasn't introduced to the idea until I met my friends, and they told me about their curfews. I'm like, huh, that's weird, but all right.
Well, did most of them have 11, midnight, or do you remember?
Probably closer to around 10 p.m.,
depending on their age.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That was, mine was, well, again, as you moved along, but it was usually, I'm sure many of you would remember that when it got dark, you had to come in. When the street lights went on, you had to come in. Now, that was even during the summer. And then in school, we had to be in kind of the same thing because we, some kids would do homework after school or after they're done playing when they get home. So you had that, but even as you got older in high school, you may go out with a couple of buddies and so forth, and there was a curfew. And I think it started at probably 11 o'clock, and then it was always midnight. Even, I've mentioned this a couple of times, that even when I got back from college, because other than during the football season, we had a curfew, but my mom and dad said, you'll be home by midnight. And so that was it. And part of it is, look, bad things happen after midnight. And as I got older, I realized that my dad was right. That if you can't get done what you need to before 12 o'clock, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it. And I went ahead and did those things anyway. After I was out of the house by then. So he couldn't do anything. But I'd be thinking about him.
It's a thought that counts.
Well, you know, but that didn't work too well. It's a thought that counts, Dad. Yeah, I was gonna rake the leaves, but I was thinking about it. Get out there now. When it's raining, it says, I don't care. All right. Gonna get into a little something here that's become somewhat prominent, and it's not going in the good direction as far as, I think, the country in general. But let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hey, I wanted to just share that to me there's an elephant in the room here, and that's that yesterday on Sound Off, we had the best caller ever.
Oh, that lady that called in?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was what, in her mid to upper 80s, and she was pretty passionate about she's fed up with it.
Right.
Well, she was dead on.
I agree. That was beautiful. I wish her well.
Now, for those who weren't able to listen, do you recall, not exactly, but, you know, what she was trying to say or what she said?
You know, it's meat and potatoes is that she's not being taken care of by the people she's paying taxes to, is what I would interpret a bit of it. But her point was, and now they want to raise my trash rates, which I think to myself, well, yeah, everything goes up, but we're giving money away left and right. We could also subsidize city citizens' tax trash if we wanted to. But no, that's not even a consideration. We'll give money to this organization and that. But you, yeah, your taxes, your trash rates are going up, as though we can't do anything about that.
Well, as I pointed out regarding the trash rates, there's a lot that goes into this, and a lot of it is out of the hands of all the local trash companies.
Right. And who controls it? City manager.
Excuse me?
City manager.
No.
That's what they told me. That's what the landfill told me.
Well, there's a lot of things that go into this, and I'm not. The lady was saying that, you know, she's widowed. She's in her mid to late 80s, and she's living on Social Security, and she's fed up with the money going to people that haven't done a damn thing, and have made bad choices. I think a lot of us, including myself, are think the same way.
She said it with an attitude, which was so beautiful, I thought.
And she had the exact same attitude I have. I don't give a damn about him. I don't. You know, you're 35 years old. You're still making stupid decisions. I don't care. There are a lot other needs. Again, I like to reference this. We have needs, I think. When I look at the commercials for St. Jude's, those kids haven't had a chance through no fault of their own. And I look at the families with veterans who are handicapped that are begging for money. These people served our country. And yet there are people out there that want to put things into their bodies and want to be lazy and so forth, and we're supposed to take care of them. I say no deal. No deal at all.
Become a victim so they can profit. Silly. It's thank God it's changing. Hopefully.
Well, we don't know. But here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, and I'm certainly not pointing out to this lady. When you see all these things that are going on where our rates have to be raised, and the example here is the Paso Robles waste, I wonder, when people complain about it, do they realize that the way they voted over the years have contributed to the rates having to be raised because of the rules and regulations, rules and regulations that have been inflicted by people that you voted into office.
Right. The interests and the agendas, and
it catches.
I just wanted to just wanted to say I'm still giggling at John and Darsha and I forget the host's name. I'm sorry. Picking up the phone and having her say she was mad as hell and she wasn't going to take it anymore.
Yep.
I don't know how she's not going to take it anymore, but that's the gist. She was yelling out the window.
Yeah, you know, the votes we made 5 years ago, you may not see it instantly, but long term, all that catches up.
Thanks for your show.
All right, you're welcome. Appreciate the call. 24 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Yeah.
put a third name on that list. Now there's an organization. Because it was well said yesterday. The bottom line, the question I have to ask about this trash, and it's one I usually ask, was it a competitive bid? The answer will come back no. If you want to know the truth, no. They take the bid from Paso Robles Waste or whoever's doing it, and that's the bid. There's no competitive bidding, and we have more than one trash company in this region. Why aren't they competing?
Well, you know what? I think the city realizes they've got a pretty good deal and a pretty good partner with Paso Robles Waste, considering all the extra things that they do that the
I don't disagree with that.
That, if I can finish, that the general public is not aware of. And also, I have been told by people that live in other areas who have, you know, within X amount of time, have lost their somewhat local trash-owned, locally-owned trash businesses to the bigger guys, and the service just isn't the same. Now, that's what I've been told. Obviously, I don't use them, but that's what I've been told.
Well, a competitive bid would resolve all that. And if no one bids... Oh, well, at least they have the opportunity. Several cities don't allow that competitive bid on trash. And who ends up paying more? The person who's paying to pick up the trash. Then you have the trash you pick up that the homeless leave behind, and you have to pay somebody to haul that to the dump.
You know that.
Don't forget that.
Well, don't forget this, too, that Paso Robles Waste does a lot of things for the city that they don't charge.
I agree.
Okay, so...
I don't disagree with that.
So if you were to just say they don't need to do that anymore, they do it because they've been family-based here since the late 50s.
Yeah, now, at least that long.
Now, if that were to go away, the city would then have to pay somebody to do some of those things, wouldn't they?
Yes.
All right, so then all of us get to pay for it more.
That's correct.
Okay, so I think we got a good thing going. Again.
I'm not going to disagree with that, and I'm not going to disagree with the integrity of Paso Robles Waste.
And all the things they do outside. With their support for just about every, not every group, but I'm exaggerating, but groups and organizations, youth and so forth and so on. And also remember, a lot of these things that they have to do are mandated by the voters.
That's true, too. So all I'm saying is that if you want to eliminate the controversy, you simply hold a competitive bid. You know, kind of like the competitive nationwide search they did for the city manager. Oops. You need to know what's out there. I understand that we have a really good deal. I'm not trying to take it away from anybody. But if you want to resolve the question, you have a competitive bid, open, closed, and then you hire whoever you want. It doesn't matter if you hire the bid that's at the top of the page. If you can justify it, and as you put it, apparently it can be justified because they do a lot of other things. But the bottom line is, if you want to take the controversy out of it, you have a competitive bid. And then you're done. And you don't have controversy. You don't have people accusing people, so on and so forth. So there's an answer to fix this stuff. It's just that they don't want to give up control.
Who doesn't?
And I understand that people are protective of the current service that we have, and rightfully so. But the bottom line is that there seems to be controversy constantly over how much things cost with tax money. And if you want to know where your tax money is going and if it's being spent wisely, have a competitive bid on things like trash pickup. It doesn't matter if you hire the same people. It matters that you have an open and shut competitive bid.
Well,
and it's resisted in more than one city. I can name two cities, this one and the next one south of here. They've had more than one look-see at their trash pickup over time, and they just keep the same trash pickup. They don't ever give it a, they won't open it to competitive bid.
All right.
The bottom line now is to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and I am ecstatic about a bullet we dodged, and I hope everybody has. And by the way, if you've not ever, if you're not wondering what am I going to do for Thanksgiving, go down to Centennial Park. It's a wonderful experience to go in that room with people from this town. I've done it, so, and I contribute to it every year. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is that they do a really nice job with what they have to work with, and it's a good experience. So if you're in doubt, take a hike down to Centennial Park and join in the festivities. You'll have a good meal, and you guys have a good meal, and we'll talk soon. Bye for now.
All right, bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see. I think I might have to. Oh, this just came in on the email first. The headline is Atascadero City Council. So they will have only one more regular meeting the rest of the year, yet they call a special one for this Monday, right after a long weekend. This is just another example of why many people get upset with the nonsense our elected officials do. What is the reason for this special meeting? Well, Chris gave the what they're doing. Now, I don't know what the regarding time frame. Is there anything to indicate that, Chris?
What do you mean time frame?
Well, they're not having a meeting this Tuesday, right?
Right.
They're only having one the rest of the year.
Well, that was the official scheduled meeting that they approved in the calendar, I believe. I don't know when they approved them, but they approved them either pretty late in the year or pretty early in the year for the next calendar year. So that's just something they schedule.
But this one was not the one for Monday.
No, it's a special meeting. That's how they work. They can be scheduled, I believe, within 72 hours, probably, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're required, I think, to give out the agenda at least 24 hours in advance. So,
well, I guess the person in this email is saying, okay, so we're not having the others. Then why does this one become a special one? I kind of get this because we've seen it happen here in Paso Robles when some of these meetings have been announced, whether during times of the year where people are traveling or you're coming back from, a pretty busy weekend and having it on a Monday. So then why? I'm sure that's not indicated in the release. They're just saying it's a special meeting. So, okay. Let's see here. Oh, I know what I was going to. Again, Chris had a story on the Salvation Army. And here is the sad fact or state of affairs in the United States of America. It depends when you grew up, but volunteerism is declining in pretty big numbers throughout the United States, not just for the Salvation Army. Now, you've heard some people, I remember specifically with the Templeton Boosters and some other people with education and youth sports, they're not getting the participation from the volunteers as much as they used to. And what are the reasons? Well, the primary reason that I came across, and again, this is just, I did a little thing this morning here. People are saying they don't have time. Or they're just not interested. Now, you kind of get the not interested. However, when it comes to particularly the youth stuff, People have taken the time over the years to do it before you. They, you know, helped set up the sporting events. They ran the booths for the food to raise money for the organization so your kids can participate. And but you for whatever reason, can't find the time. Americans waste time. Americans, again, if you do some research on not only just in your off time from work, but even at work, it's phenomenal how much time Americans waste. They're not asking you to commit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're asking for a little help in many of these organizations. People did it before, and you more than likely benefited in one way or the other. And it's, you know, you should give back. You should give back. Doesn't mean you have to do it for 10 or 20 years, but you should give back. It's something to think about. You can find the time. You can record your TV show that you want to watch when you say you don't have the time. You'll be surprised on how, if you manage your time correctly, how much you can fit in a day. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Atascadero City Council will hold a special meeting this Monday, December 2nd. The special meeting starts at 6 p.m. and contains two public hearings. One is a development agreement for property at the Viejo Camino and El Camino Real, and the other is part of a settlement agreement where the property owner will develop a site with up to 42 residential units. The next stage of the El Camino Downtown Safety and Parking Enhancements Project is set to begin. December 2nd, traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction for the outer lanes, as improvements will shift to the median sections of El Camino Real. This will affect the road from Highway 41 to Rosario Avenue. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the low 60s, it's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Ted Linder. It's a deal. A ceasefire has been reached between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah, putting an end to the conflict raging across the Israeli-Lebanese border. Both sides agreeing to a deal brokered by the U.S. and France, ending the fighting at 4 a.m. local time today. In the International Criminal Court, prosecutor is requesting an arrest warrant for the head of Burma's military regime. Meantime, millions of Americans are traveling ahead of Thanksgiving. Concerns about some headaches.
As the TSA braces for what it says will be the busiest ever holiday travel rush, travelers are bracing themselves for plenty of company on the road and in the air. AAA says nearly 80 million of us are expected to travel through Monday, with the vast majority going by car.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Laurel Roads.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? Hi, I'm Josie, manager of the Natural Alternative Nutrition Center in Paso Robles. If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for a healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball's first big free agent signing came last night, and the rich just keep getting richer. The World Series champion LA Dodgers signed lefty Blake Snell to a 5-year deal worth $182 million, according to The Athletic. That includes a $52 million signing bonus and some deferred money, but no opt-outs for the two-time Cy Young winner, who shook off an injury-plagued first half of last season with the Giants to dominate down the stretch, hosting a 1.23 ERA in his last 14 starts. That included a no-hitter in Cincinnati, his first career complete game. The top of the new college football playoff poll looks just like last week's. Undefeated Oregon is on top, followed by Ohio State, Texas, and Penn State, and the four bye teams are the same, the Ducks and the Longhorns, along with Miami and Boise State. One last round of regular season games this week, then it's the conference title games next weekend before the final bracket is set. NBA Cup group play. Rockets turned back the Timberwolves 117-111 in overtime, clinching West Group A and a spot in the quarterfinals. Bucks edged the Heat. Damian Lillard had 37 points. Spurs got 34 from Victor Wembanyama as they pulled away from the Jazz.
For sure, more confident. I wouldn't say we were not confident last year, but now we're maybe more knowledge on the court.
Also wins for the Suns and the Bulls. College basketball, number one Kansas held off number 11 Duke in Las Vegas. Ninth-ranked Alabama upset number 6 Houston in overtime. At the Maui Invitational, second-ranked Connecticut dropped its second straight game, falling by a point to Colorado. Wins for number 4 Auburn and fifth-ranked Iowa State. That's Wednesday sports.
And coming up tomorrow morning at 9, it is the traditional triple header from the NFL. The Bears and the Lions. Then it's the Giants and the Cowboys. The late game, Dolphins and Packers. Friday, it's kind of a new wrinkle here. The Raiders will take on the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll have that for you as well at noon. All here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. All righty, a couple of reminders. Obviously, tomorrow we will not be here. That's Chris and I. The office is closed, and the office will be closing at 2 o'clock today. The office will be closed on Friday, but Chris and I will be here on Friday morning for our three-hour gig. And then Saturday morning, normal, if there's such a thing, here on KPRL. So that's it. And obviously no Al on this Friday. And Al will be missing on the 6th as well. Family, some family members from, well, here on the coast, they're going over that way. So Al will be spending time with them. And then also on December 27th, some more things for Al. But we do have somebody you may know be filling in. And her name is Darcia something. I don't know. The last name escapes me, but I'll figure it out. Anyway, that's what's coming up here on The Right Choice, KPRL.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. He's the man. We had a little bit of light rain, maybe about a 30% chance. Maybe this morning, and then partly cloudy, low 60s. Some clear skies tonight, overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s, and turning out partly cloudy for your Thanksgiving, low 60s, mid 60s cloudy Friday, Saturday, Sunday, upper 60s with some clouds. Some clouds again Monday, upper 60s, upper 60s sunny. Next Tuesday, 70 Wednesday, and upper 60s sunny a week from today. Let's see here. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 652 a.m., 451 p.m. It's 49 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. He is the man. Why am I doing that? I have no idea. That's next hour. All right, trivia brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. We did give away the certificate there, but Uncle Ed's holiday shopping there. It's your one-stop shop for guns, ammo, archery, education, and gunsmithing. All right, you're qualifying for... That was trivia. I got this whole wrong today. Well, maybe because I'm looking forward to have some of that lousy cranberry sauce. Anyway, it's trivia, so we know what we're doing at least now. Okay, so the pet alert. There's nothing to report on the world famous pet alert, but here is my body question to said self over there on the my right hand side.
Said self. Okay.
Okay. Oh.
Suspense is killing me.
Well, it may kill me because I don't know if these are worth a damn. To lose everything.
To lose everything.
Yeah, remember, we're looking at for body parts here. I'll give you a hint.
Sure.
Ho, ho, ho.
Belly flop or belly up?
Belly up. Go belly up. There you go.
Whew, close one.
To lose everything, go belly up. Belly up. Another outstanding hint by yours truly.
No, that was good. Just think, okay, so, well, what part about Santa's got something to do with the body? Well, he's fat, so
his
got
belly.
Something to do with the belly.
Well, something to do with the belly. All right, you learn something new every day. All right, guest house. Excuse me. Boy, I need to start over. Uncle Ed's Outfitters, they are the sponsor, and maybe thinking twice about it after this segment I've done here today. Let's see here. Where I have no idea. Their expanded location in the Yokes Plaza near the Guest House Grill. Only been doing this for a couple of months, so that's bear with me.
You were the unpaid intern previously, so it's fine.
That's right, yeah. All right, now, I've heard this recently. Oh, it's trivia, and it's brought to you by Joe's Place, Bassett Robles in Templeton, and the 1-9er Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, so Monday it was the average size of the bird. Yesterday was the worst side dish for your Thanksgiving Day dinner. And now today's question is, what is the favorite side dish on Thanksgiving? Favorite side dish on Thanksgiving. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Side dish. That's dessert. That's the dessert. Unless you just bypass everything and go directly to that.
Well, it's on the side.
Well,
so,
the favorite side dish of Americans, the number one favorite side dish for Thanksgiving. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
That would be the stuffing.
Yes, the stuffing and dressing, ranked number one for Americans' favorite side dish. Is it yours?
That's right.
Now, do you like cranberry sauce?
Yes.
Okay. Well, everybody has their own bad taste. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Gil Coleman.
Gil Coleman. All right, Gil, I have you down as one of our qualifiers. Thank you, and you have a very nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Yep, stuffing and dressing ranked number one for Americans' favorite side dish, followed by, what do you think?
Mashed potatoes and gravy?
Yep, mashed potatoes and gravy. And then, because this kind of contradicts part of yesterday, then it has sweet potatoes. And then the green bean casserole, which was also on the list of least favorite. And then this would be my third, the mac and cheese.
Mm.
All right.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The 38th Annual Holiday Lighting Ceremony is scheduled for Friday, November 29th in downtown Paso Robles. Costume characters, including Mrs. Claus, the Elves, and the Grinch, will gather at the City Park. The holiday songbook will be distributed alongside candles, and Mrs. Claus will flip the switch to light up the downtown in this year's holiday lighting. The 40th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner in Paso Robles is held tomorrow at Centennial Park from 12 to 2 p.m. This event will offer a free Thanksgiving meal to dine in or to go for individuals or families. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 60s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, the most popular dessert for Thanksgiving in America is pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie followed by apple pie, then southern pecan pie.
Love them all. It's pie.
Have you ever had mincemeat?
Mincemeat? No.
Mincemeat pie.
Nope.
Try it. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
the number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's